The sermon text this morning from 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. What no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love Him. Thus far the words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, Rally Day is certainly a fond memory for those of us who grew up in the Lutheran Church. I can't speak for other denominations, but I'm pretty confident that most denominations in the branches of Christianity have some form of Rally Day, too. And this day usually coincides with Promotion Sunday, where kids look forward to graduating to the next classroom, up the line, up down the hallway, up the stairs. I can remember growing up at Trinity Pekin when it was you started off in the preschool in the basement, right? And then you went to the grade school kids opening, and then you got to graduate to the upstairs classrooms. I remember going to the big assembly in the gym on Rally Day, and then out to the sunken garden for balloon launches. And then as you grew older, you got to graduate to the upstairs junior high classrooms, and then to the ultimate destination for any Sunday school student ever, which of course is the high school room with its recliners and comfy chairs and couches. And our high school youth room had a soda machine in it. Yeah. This one just has refrigerators. We had the actual machine. Yep. So that was a big deal to get promoted all the way up to high school where you got to go there. But clearly Sunday school is obviously something more than a time to meet your friends, a time to have fun. It's about what St. Paul is describing. That's what Sunday school is about. It is about what God has prepared for those who love Him. And what has God prepared for those who love Him? Resurrection life. Every person who has a child, every person here who has a child wants that for their child, that resurrection life. Isn't that really what a Sunday school teacher is pointing to? They're pointing to resurrection life from preschool to high school. Each of those dedicated volunteers are guiding our children on the road to eternal life, to their own resurrection. Right? Why do we send our kids to Sunday school? It's exactly so that the Word of God would dwell richly in them. It's like that concluding collect. Read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest. But how do you read, mark, and learn, and inwardly digest if you're not in and around the Word of God? And that's what we do in Sunday school. Bring the children in and around the Word of God so that they might inwardly digest it. In Sunday school, the Bible begins to be opened up to them through their lessons, and the dots are connected from Adam and Eve to Abraham to Isaac to Joseph and Moses and David and Mary and Jesus, and all of it pointing to the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the gospel that has traveled around the entire world through the apostles and the disciples of Jesus, right unto you, seated here in this building right now. The Holy Spirit revealing to our children the wisdom of God and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ upon the cross. It is through the Holy Spirit that we are able to appreciate the things of God. And when is that Holy Spirit given? Absolutely right. You're all aware of that. The Holy Spirit is given to you in your baptism. And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for everyone to whom the Lord will call to Himself. The divine revelation of God occurred upon you when you are admitted into the Christian church. That is the day that you were baptized. And when we became a Christian through baptism and the hearing of the Word, what you and what your children received was not the spirit of the world. It is not the spirit of the world which is estranged from the things of God, things that are blind and dead to the Holy Spirit. The things of the world are the things that you and I wish to avoid, for they pass away, they fall into the dumpster bin of history. The philosophies of the world with its works righteousness and man-centered teachings are a virus in the minds of human beings. We, on the other hand, are about the things of God. In contrast to worldly wisdom, the Spirit, which is from God, gives children a childlike grace and a profound wisdom through the word of the cross. And what is that word of the cross? That God became man. What is that word of the cross? The word of the cross is this, that God died for you. That is the glory of God, that it is we, not He. He for us, not we for Him. Who would have thought in human wisdom that God would die? It is assumed that the divine nature is immortal and imperishable. But He who died on the cross was not merely a man, but a man whose nature has such a profound union and communion with the divine nature that the two natures, divine and human, are one person. It is written, they have crucified the Lord of glory. And it is also written, we are purchased with God's own blood. God had purchased the church back from sin, death, hell, and the devil, not with corruptible things like gold or silver, but with His very own incorruptible blood. God suffered in the flesh for us. The Nicene Creed reads, He suffered and was buried. The Apostles' Creed reads, died and was buried. That is the wisdom of God. That is the majesty of God. He for us entirely and not the other way around. No human being would have ever figured that out or predicted that God would bring salvation to us in that way. And that is what we are here for, isn't it? We are here for eternal salvation. Why a Sunday school that is concerned with Bible lessons? Salvation. That's why we desire salvation for our children. We want our children to be inheritors of eternal life. How often do we ask a child, what do you want to be someday? And we get so many answers. A fireman, a garbage man, a nurse, a doctor, a robot builder, a construction worker, a plumber, all kinds of things, a truck driver. Our children who grow up in the Christian faith and in the Sunday schools of our churches should be able to answer that question in this way. Immortal. I want to be immortal someday. That the glory of salvation would be revealed in them in the resurrection. Even our smallest children can look at Jesus and say, just as He rose from the grave, I too will rise again someday. Just as He is glorious, I too will be glorious someday. This must begin early in youth, even in the womb, with the hearing of the Word of God in utero. Are we as adults, not now, beset with so many troubles? What are we dealing with? We're dealing with a global pandemic that none of us thought would last that long. We are now going back under state mask mandates. Whether we're for it or against it is really rather immaterial at this point. Every public place, we're going to have to wear masks yet again. We have the gut-wrenching withdrawal that we see in our televisions from Afghanistan. The saber rattling from China and Russia. The inability of many to define what a gender is, and the rampant over-sexualization of our culture. And all of this, combined with the inflation that we're facing in the grocery stores with seemingly consistently empty shelves within our community, right? All of this brings stress and strain upon each and every one of us. It brings the things of the world right here before us. But we have come to learn and come to understand that we are of a different country. We are of a different nation, a heavenly one. And we look to the resurrection, there in the resurrection, our own resurrection, to find our comfort. If we were to look solely at the world and the things of the world, we would be overwhelmed in an instant. The things of the devil would consume us rapidly. But we must let the Word of God mean more to us than the things that we see or read or even feel within our flesh. For we are concerned here with an article of faith not of human wisdom, to see the glory, to see what no eye has seen, to perceive what no ear has heard, and to cling to that thing which no human heart has imagined, that the glory, that glory that is prepared for us, then we must, if we are to do that, let the Word of God endure among us. For yes, we feel our sin, we feel the law among us, and it hangs in our flesh as a very heavy burden. So what do? We turn to look to God and to God's promises. No matter what I see, I am convinced that I shall rise and live in glory. That is the word that a Christian constantly keeps before them, in their heart and in their mind and in their soul. This is the seed of glory that is planted in our Sunday schools. This is the work that is done by those who work with the youth, pointing them to glory. As parents begin to do when children are small, so does the Sunday school assist the mother and father, so that the Word of God might endure among us. What word is that? That is the word that points each and every one of us to the glory that is ours. The Christian, be they young or old, looks forward to the day of Christ's return, when our body shall be glorified, when we shall be changed and shine like the sun, reflecting the glory of Christ, which leads us to say the sufferings of this life are not worth comparing to the glory that is to be revealed in us. Yes, as the hymn writer said, glorious now. We are glorious now in God's eyes. Glorious now. We press toward glory. Alleluia, alleluia, while thine own eternal ages run. We are indeed glorified now, but we are anticipating the glory that is to come for us in the resurrection, where the glory that is yours now will be made fully known. Known to the entire, all universe. So Sunday school, it seems like such a small thing. It seems so ordinary, but what is it? It is nothing less than a foundation stone for eternal life on the road to the glory of the resurrection. And through that seemingly small endeavor of a person sitting at a table, surrounded by small children, in that way, the Word endures among us. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds, the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.